If you have your Bibles, and I hope you do, turn to Luke chapter 6. I'll be reading from verses 12 through 16, and it reads like this. And it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray, and continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called unto himself his disciples, and of them he chose 12, whom also he named apostles: Simon, whom he also named Peter, and Andrew his brother, James and John, Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew and Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon called Zealot, and Judas the brother of James, and Judas Iscariot, which also was the traitor. It is evident that from the beginning, our Lord intended to prolong his teachings and his ministry. He wanted the ministry of anointed preaching the gospel to the poor and the healing of broken hearts to continue even after his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension unto heaven. Jesus wanted these ministries to continue. In fact, he wanted his entire life to continue right here on this earth through human beings such as you and I. Therefore, we find here in Luke chapter 6, he picks out 12 that he calls apostles, who he intended to endue with power from on high. And they in turn would preach this same gospel that Jesus preached and tell them that they can be endued with the same power that they were endued with. And through these 12, others would be influenced by the same preaching that Jesus preached. Others would be influenced by the same Holy Spirit that these men would be endued with. Among those 12 that he chose, Peter was the most well-known. Peter is mentioned 195 times in the Bible, while the rest of the apostles is mentioned only 130 times. Peter's original name was Simon, but it was changed by our Lord Jesus when he was first introduced. In the scriptures, whenever God changes the name of a person, it was to raise him to a higher dignity, to a higher role in the community which he belonged. Our Lord may have been saying to Peter, "You are impulsive, fickle, unreliable. But one day, all of this will be changed. You will be called by the name that no one would dare give you, Peter the Rock." Most of us would not have chosen Peter. He was impulsive to the extreme degree. Peter had by nature great qualities of leadership. For example, after the resurrection and before the day of Pentecost, when he said, "I go a fishing," others of the apostles followed suit. He showed moral courage when he left his business and his home for the master. This same courage, expressed impetuously, made him smite off the ear of the high priest's servant. He was boastful also. He swore that though others would betray the master, he would not. Peter was deeply attached to Jesus. When others deserted him, Peter said, "Where else can we go? Only you have the words of eternal life." Yet Peter was impulsive to the extreme degree. He was guided more by feeling than by reason. He wanted to walk on water, and when given the power, became frightened and yelled for help. He was an emphatic man, swinging swords and cursing, protesting against the Savior's washing his feet. Yet the Lord saw something in him that others did not. I hope you have enjoyed these 5 minutes. But before I step away from the microphone, I'd like to say that God can see things in you that no one else can see. God can forgive you anoint you with His Spirit, and cause you to do outstanding things for the kingdom. So don't give up just because no one else thinks you have what it takes. Commit yourself unto the Lord and lean not on your understanding, and God will bring it to pass. You can get in touch with me at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you.